I was like, covered. Yeah.
What if we end up doing this like as if Comeback Kid was doing it, just with like gang vocals wise? It was like we wanted it. We wanted it just like scrappy, you know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Very good. I think I've exhausted my Nickelback questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. It can only go so far.
I've been trying to remember the other guy from the song so I could be like, this is that guy's name.
Oh, it's Josie Scott from Saliva.
This is Josie Scott Erasure, honestly.
Yeah, Chad Kroeger featuring Josie Scott.
Yeah, it's not even... It's
but like, I came with receipts, don't worry about it. From Saliva, Johnny. He was in Saliva.
The band Saliva.
I don't like hearing that word that many times.
We're wearing headphones and it's like just coming out.
It's really...
Saliva.
Oh, yeah. It's moist.
Yeah.
It's giving me cotton mouth just thinking about it. I don't have enough saliva in my mouth.
They always say do lots of mouth sounds on the radio, right?
It's what everyone tunes in for is people what like, mouth sounds we make.
Driving themselves off the SFU mountain here. Like.
Yeah, just driving off a cliff.
Yeah.
We've got about 30 minutes left in the program. Of course, you are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. If you like what you hear, you can find it each and every Thursday for the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. to get all your saliva sounds deep in your ears. I am hanging out here with the boys from the Fomites. Now, you guys put out probably one of my favorite records entitled The Secret of the Booze. One, just a fantastic, fantastic title. Lovely artwork by our dear friend Steve Kitchen, who fucking nailed it.
All the time.
And production by the infamous Schaefer. At Kinda Cool Records. When did this bad boy come out? It's been out 2022.
Yeah, it's old now.
Almost, but it feels brand new. I don't know, like time feels differently. I've got this thing queued up, and I really do fucking love it, boys. Oh, it's good. My plan is to rip the whole A side of this. We'll come back and chat and see what we want to do with the rest of the show.
I love it.
Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds great.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say else on the radio?
Hi, Mom.
No, I was going to say so. See, that's why Dom's the sweetest boy out of all of you. I didn't even have to prompt him. He knew. That just came from the heart. That's what he knew as a good son. All right, here. This is the Fomites. We'll be back.
Down.
Yes, yes, yes. You listen to the CJSF. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. You're tuned into Rad Radio. I almost forgot what the intro was that I was supposed to say there because I was been distracted. You listen to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been hanging out here for the past 47 minutes and 35 seconds with the boys from the Fomites. We just ripped the entire A-side of their seminal album out on Kinda Cool Records, The Secret of the Booze, available now on vinyl and all the places you stream your music. Those last songs were Mutants, 5x5, We Got the Tools, We Got the Talents, Pizza Problems, Stranger Things, A Foot at the Circle K, and Tomb with a View.
Yeah, at least maybe about half of those you can come hear us play this Saturday at Red Gate.
Very good, that's right.
Yeah, good portion of it.
There's a teaser of the set.
That's true. You can go check it out this Saturday night, this Red Gates, along with Dead Streets, Cursed Words, and the one and only Wrong 2.0.
We're also going to hear some brand new stuff this weekend. A song we've never—it's brand new.
Brand new.
Never played it live before.
Is it Hero?
It is not Hero. God, no, we played that.
You played that live.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Lovely.
Is it
a song that may or may not be being recorded for a new album?
No, it's actually too new.
It's too new, folks.
You heard it here first.
It's newer than the full length that we've got tracked and in the chamber.
Very good. Very good, for sure. Excellent.
Yeah, we've got a handful of those.
Y'all fucking hard at work.
Newest of
all. We had this whole month.
we wrote it a whole new album. Like, we didn't play a show. What do you think was going to happen?
Getting there, man.
Almost. Yeah.
Very good. I like it. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Now, Jesse, while we were in our little break there, you were asking if you could play a song from the other band that you are now playing bass, and you've stepped up to join our good friends in Die Job to fill up bass duties. That was previously being ran by Shafe Carson, the king himself, master of the bass.
Dethroned.
You've dethroned the king. You've usurped the throne.
Yeah.
And then taken it.
Long live the king.
Long live democracy.
Very good.
Would you like to know more?
Yeah. You threw yourself a rally. You got voted in. You wrote the popular vote. I see how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. No, it's been really, really cool. They released this first album the month before we released Secret of the Booze. And so we've always kind of felt like we were like a sister band or something.
Yeah,
like
fast friends.
Siblings,
really.
Right? Yes. Yeah, for sure. So
nothing JD likes more than label incest.
Well, when it's right, it's right. And we wanted to book them for a tour, and they were like, yeah, that sounds great. We'll absolutely do it. And I got super excited, and they were like, by the way, we don't have a bass player. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're like, yeah, do you want to do it? And it was about a year ago last December, so... So then they were like, you know, I basically had to learn the set for March, and there's this whole album. We've also got a new EP coming out, and this is going to be one where Schaefer's doing bass on it. It's the last, like, you know, Schaefer, kind of Die Job piece. So
end of the Schaefer era?
Yeah, you bet. And along with it comes like some of the gnarly bass lines that Schaefer's written. So it's been a lot of fun, and also a little terrifying to, you know, have to adapt those.
Because Schaefer, he just fundamentally plays differently than you do, right? Like, you play with a pick, he plays with fingers. Like, he has a different style than how you play. Do you find that there is a difference in trying to adapt his work? Because he didn't write these bass lines.
No.
This was all Flick Knife off the first album,
that's
right?
That's right, exactly. So it's like both eras of Die Job. This first album that everyone's heard, and then the five new tracks that we've got are all very, like, they're all different, because it is different bass players on both. Both different challenges, but it's been great. It's
very
kind
cool.
of pushed me outside my limit to just, like, playing really, really, really fast all the time.
Yeah, like, well, there you go.
I mean, still do that, but, yeah, it's a little more melodic.
Are there new songs with that band that you are going to be writing bass lines with? Or have you guys not gotten to that stage yet?
Yeah, no, we're jamming that basically right now. We've kind of gotten everything that's been written so far, you know, under lock and key. We've had those in shows over the last couple of weekends, and we'll be doing some more here coming up pretty quick. We've got a show coming up at Grey Lab on the 13th, which
I like Grey Lab. The place is cool.
Yeah.
It's small, but it's neat. Yeah,
it's fun.
It's a lot of, interesting. Okay, cool.
You bet.
Well, with the end of this, we'll come back and chat with you guys before we take off. So let's give this song a little shout out in remembrance of the king, the late, great Shafe Carson. May his reign be forgotten?
To clarify, he is still alive.
No, the king, the king is dead.
You killed him.
He's been slain by the mighty earlier. Death. Death has come upon him.
I didn't do it. It was a legend, allegedly. Mm.
All right. This one's called Bombing. This is Dad Job. Creeps and kitties, that is it for another week. I'd like to thank my guests this week. The industrious, that's not the word I'm looking for. No, industrious is good. You guys are industrious. You are the hardest working band that I know.
Hey.
You're out there a lot, and I have respect and a bit of jealousy because I like to play that much. But my band is lazy as shit. So.
Well, we're picking back up, man. We've got a bunch of shows coming up. Check our socials and like that to find out. We've got stuff that we haven't even announced yet. So, man, booked and booked.
Always something going on. I know. I looked at some of your guys' stuff, and you got the whole summer ready to go. It's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming in.
Having us.
I appreciate it. Anytime. Always. Always. Whenever you guys need, I'm here to help. If you out there in the listening world like what you hear, you can always find us here at CJSF each and every Thursday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. playing the best in ska, punk, rockabilly, radio, radical programming. Catch you each and every week. You can find us on your social medias and all that jazz. I really don't want to promote them anymore because fuck social media. It's the worst.
Yeah, true.
We got to find something better. We will.
We did.
Fuck the tech oligarchs. Yeah, it's called the punk rock scene.
Posters.
Yeah.
Handbills.
Handbills and posters.
Yeah.
Just go to a show. Make a friend. Talk to people in person. It's better.
Ask a
punk. Just handing it out.
Yeah, it works. It really does. Just, let's do that instead. I like it. Here, we're going to go out with one last request. Partially for JD, partially for me.
Thanks, man.
And to anyone that liked horror punk and hardcore. This is a little AFI. We'll see y'all next week.